I think it was during my secondary school, which our English teacher taught us to, like, in the English lesson, we see a movie together, and then after the movie, before the movie, we have a kind of worksheet to work on, like, about what is the content of the movie, what is the theme, and what is the, like, meaning that you will get from the movie. And then after watching it, of course, we, like, work on the worksheet, but we also did a group discussion on your feeling and your sharing towards the, like, the movie, or any recommendation for the story. Yeah, something like this.
Do you remember the name of that movie?
Actually, there are quite a lot of movies that I have watched, so it may not be so exact on which movie I watched.
Okay, share some of them.
I forgot the name of the movie, but one of them was talking about, like, the daughter and the mother change swap their, like, identity. Like, I don't know what kind of magic was were done on them, but then they have, like, of course there are quite a lot of, like, interesting part that because of this warping of identities, you will have a lot of problem that you need to, like, solve, but it also have a meaning on, like, understanding each other, or, like, especially your family members, etc. Yeah.
What do you think you have learned in this kind of activities when you watch the movie and do it?
What learn? What do you mean by learning? Like, the meaning of the movie,
I
or?
mean doing this kind of activity like watching a movie, having discussion, what do you think you have learned in terms of language?
In terms of language. Because what we learned in lessons or in textbook was, like, very formal, or very, like, it is not practical English. Like, we have a lot of slangs, spoken English that we cannot see in books. So learning by movies, you may learn how people actually communicate in the English society. At the same time, you are, because it is an interesting way to learn, so the impression for you, like, especially for a language term, may be, like, deeper. Yeah.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I think the reading experience is, because I'm a social sciences student, so I read a lot of journal articles. So the most memorable one should be reading journal articles.
So, do you find reading journal articles difficult?
No, because there is a very structured and organized content, so it's okay.
Oh, so you are studying social science, right?
Yeah.
How important is English in your program?
I think it's so important because, like, in the field, everyone uses English. Like, most of them, the communication language is English, and I think most of the books use English to teach you about the concepts, the theories that we have to learn in social sciences. That's why it's very important.
And how about future? Do you think English play an important role as well?
Yes, because, like, until now, it is still the most, like, commonly used language. Although Chinese, like, Mandarin is also another one, but it is still kind of mainly used language in the world.